Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is a versatile artist and tenor, William Ferguson. William, thank you for joining me this morning. You'll be performing in Brownville this weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. You'll be performing this Sunday at 2 p.m. And for this interview, I guess I'll start you out with a softball, something I ask everybody who comes through Brownville to perform. And you've been to Brownville before. I wasn't able to find or see anywhere how many times, but you know, you've been there before. You've toured across the country and around the globe. But what is it that you love about performing in Brownville?
This is my second time to Brownville. I think Brownville is just a really special place. The people there, first of all, are very generous, very open, very kind, and it's a real pleasure to sing for them. Also, it's a quaint, really beautiful town, and it's not often that I get to go to parts of the country that are like Brownville, and it's really wonderful for me to be able to have the opportunity to go and sing for such an attentive audience that is so appreciative of what I bring.
So there's a couple of things that really stuck out to me on your resume. The first being the range of languages that you sing in. Obviously, you know, English, but I see that you were able to perform in French and German, and I'm sure there's others that you dabble in along the way. But I'm curious, did you start learning about language before you began performing, or did you start getting into other languages when you were performing? So I guess, you know, what came first, performance or language?
Well, I guess I started going into the language. I always was attracted to languages growing up. And the more that I sang classical song, I went to Juilliard for my bachelor's degree and also did my master's there. And I studied opera performance. And, you know, in the world of opera, you were constantly singing in multiple languages. I speak French and Italian and a little bit of German. And so I'm always finding ways of communicating in all those languages. And some of the most beautiful music, French and German and English, of course. So with my programs, I try to give a little diversity and a little variety of repertoire. There's something very French about these Rinaldo Hahn songs. You could listen to them and you would never think that Franz Schubert wrote them. And likewise, with the Schubert songs, you would never think that Aaron Copland wrote that song. There's the sounds of those musical languages are very different. And I love that.
You mentioned Italian. Do you perform any?
Yeah, sure. So much of opera is in Italian. When you think of Verdi, Puccini, Rossini, Donizetti, that some of the most beautiful operatic music is in Italian. And so oftentimes when I'm singing opera, I get to sing in Italian. Not so much, though, when I'm doing recitals like what I'm doing in Brownville. There isn't any Italian on this program, but I find that it's, you know, you need sort of a full orchestra and sets and costumes to do a lot of Italian music. You know, you have to eat a lot of spaghetti and drink a lot of red wine. But for Schubert and English song and American song and Cole Porter and Jerome Kern, George Gershwin, these songs are just so accessible and so crowd pleasing that, you know, they stand great on their own with just a pianist.
Okay, so what is it that kind of drew you into wanting to perform and study classical music in the first place?
You know, I've always been a performer. I think starting off as a child, I was always attracted to music, and I loved being on stage. I loved putting on shows for my friends and family. And as I got older, I started playing piano and singing in choirs, and I think it just, by the time I reached high school, it was a matter of finding out which avenue I was going to pursue, what was going to be the way for me to express that creativity and to perform. And I found singing, and I loved the opera. I went to my first opera when I was about 12 years old. My grandmother took me, and I was on the edge of my seat for the entire time. It was a really special, unique experience, and I remember it clearly, and I've always tried to emulate that experience for myself when I go to and see a performance. There's something about the grandness of it, you know, a full symphony orchestra, beautiful sets and costumes, a chorus, soloists, you know, singing together in a octet or, you know, all together at once, you know, in plays that is just noise when all of that happens. But in opera, it's music and it sounds incredible.
So as you get older and as your career kind of moves forward, are there any other genres or any other kind of culturally significant things in music that you want to learn more about or would like to perform, or, you know, maybe you just want to simply explore it?
Right. That's a great question. When I'm at home, I oftentimes am listening to jazz. That is sort of my go-to sort of relax and listen to while I'm cooking or just to have music playing at home. And I love that. There are some of the great jazz singers like Margaret Whiting, Peggy Lee, Julie London, Blossom Dearie, Ella Fitzgerald. Those are the singers that I listen to most often, I would say. But then I also love musical theater. I think musical theater is another kind of, you know, music theater like opera. And so people singing on stage, telling a story, getting inside a character, those are areas of music that I would be more interested in. I like some folk music as well. Something, you know, something that is a true expression of someone's self and experience, a song that enlightens a listener to know what the performer is feeling and what's going on inside of with that person. I think music is what connects us. It's a way of connecting with each other. And I love it when music does that, when music helps to create that connection between people. And music that does that is the music that interests me.
We're talking with tenor William Ferguson. He will be performing this Sunday at 2 p.m. in Brownville as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. William, I kind of want to switch gears because when I went over your extensive past, your career, your resume, everything all, there was one other thing that really stuck out to me. And it wasn't any of the operas you've been in or the Midnight Summer's Dream performance that you had, but it was your performance as Brian in a theater production of Monty Python's Life of Brian, which I didn't even know that existed. But how did that come about? Because it really does like kind of stick out when you look at everything you've done.
That's I don't know, for some of your listeners out there who are Monty Python fans, you know, they took the movie Holy Grail and they turned it into the Broadway show Spamalot. And so now what they did was they took the movie Life of Brian, which of course is about the kid who was born in the stable across the street from Jesus, and they turned that into an oratorio for chorus, orchestra, and soloists, and they call it Not the Messiah. And it's just, I think they were creating this piece, they were sort of poking fun at classical music, but, you know, in a really good-natured, wholehearted way, and they wanted to hire some classical singers to be a part of it, and I tend to be silly when I'm in rehearsals and on stage, so I think they saw me and heard about me, and so decided to hire me for that. And it was amazing. I got to travel with all of the Pythons, you know, Eric Idle, Michael Palin, all these incredible comedians who I grew up watching and admiring and being obsessed with. And we did shows all over the U.S. We did performed at the Hollywood Bowl. We performed in Houston. We performed at Wolf Trap. And then for the Python's 40th anniversary, we performed at the Royal Albert Hall with the BBC Orchestra and chorus, and all the Pythons were there. It was a blast. Certainly one of the most fun experiences I think I've ever had on a gig. It was hilarious. I just was kind of pressing record in my mind the entire time.
Okay, so you don't have to explicitly tell me, but I'm super curious now. What did you and Eric Idle talk about during this moment in time? I assume a lot of joking around, but you know, he's a very musical person in general, especially if people don't know his work. If they do know his work, you know, they might not have picked up on it over years, but his performances have been very show-tuney or musical, especially his performance of Always Look on the Bright Side of Life in Life of Brian. I'm not sure if he wrote the songs he performed, though.
He wrote a lot of the songs, actually, that the pythons sing. I mean, that's another thing. You know, you get a guitar. He gets a guitar in his hands, and he's just fiddling around, singing songs, writing songs in the moment. He's that kind of creative spirit and mind. He, you know, his dog will come up to him and he'll start, you know, riffing on his dog's name and writing a song, coming up with a song about his dog. You know, he's one of the nicest people I know. And if I'm performing in L.A., it's not Python related, but he and his wife come. It's really, they could not be nicer. They're very supportive, very kind, and, of course, hilarious people. His wife, Tanya, is gorgeous, and their daughter is amazing. They just really have a wonderful family.
He sounds like one of those creative-minded people that really kind of gets going by riffing. So I guess we have to know now, especially in terms of your creativity, what gets your creative juices flowing?
Oh, gosh. I think I am the sort of performer who, you know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about this the other day with a friend of mine. I think I am the sort of artist who is an interpretive artist. You know, my job is not to come up with the music. I can't compose the music. I don't have the talent to sit down and write a piece. But my talent is to take the piece that has been written, to read it on the page, and to put myself in it in a way that makes it come alive and live in the moment. That is my gift. And so if I can take a song written by Schubert, take a song written by Charles Ives or Stephen Foster, I can bring it off the page in a way that it sounds as though the piece is in that moment. And that, I think, is that's my creative gift. You know, that's the kind of creativity that gets me going, to take something on that I read on the page and put myself into it and share it with other people. I think that's what excites me most about singing.
So what can people expect when they come out to see you this weekend in Brownville?
I think this program is beautiful. I think it is a wide range of beautiful music. There is, the first half is mostly European, entirely European. There are some English songs, there are some French songs and German songs, and then the second half is almost entirely American. It's all in English. The first group of songs is a group of classical American composers, people like Stephen Foster, Charles Ives, Aaron Copland, Theodore Chandler, John Musto. And then the second half or the last set of songs is all American songbook. I love Cole Porter and George Gershwin and Jerome Kern, and that's who we're singing in the last group. Those are some of my favorite songs. Like I mentioned that I listen to jazz a lot. That's my sort of jazz hit at the end that gives me my jazz high to be able to sing those songs. So I think it's a program of really exceptional music. It's all really beautiful music, and I think shared in an open, magnanimous way. They, you know, especially after the last 18 months, I know for myself, going and hearing live performance, live singing, is something that I've missed a lot. And the opportunity to go and be in the room with someone who is sharing their talents, who is sharing music live in that moment, in that space, is something that's really special. And if it's not something that you've ever tried before, I think this is a great recital to do it, because it's all very beautiful music, all very accessible music. There's nothing that shoots too high or too low, and it's offered, you know, without prejudice, and I think it should be really lovely.
Sounds great. Thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is versatile artist and tenor William Ferguson. He will be performing in Brownville this weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. He'll be performing this Sunday at 2 p.m. And according to the last check of the Brownville Concert Series website, there are still tickets available, but just like the last performance, you can expect those tickets to be slowly running out. So if you would like to see William Ferguson this weekend, go ahead and head to BrownvilleConcertSeries.com. You can purchase tickets there. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.